Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, and today is Friday the 13th. It's time for the daily. Let's get to it. As some of you may know, Mega Man X started on the Super Nintendo exclusively. But when it got to X3, it came out on the Super Nintendo, PlayStation 1, and the Sega Saturn. Today, Capcom confirmed that the Mega Man X Legacy Collection will have the Super Nintendo version of X3. Any other version could have been a bit of an X-buster. Yeah, I tried. Along with that, Capcom also confirmed that both X collections will be developed internally. It's a slight surprise as developer Digital Eclipse worked on the ports of the original Mega Man Legacy Collection, the Disney Afternoon Collection, and is working on the Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection. I guess maybe Capcom is trying to pump out these games while the Nintendo Switch is still hot. Billy Mitchell used to have the world record score for Donkey Kong. That is, until a dispute questioning the validity of the score led to Twin Galaxies ultimately removing every single one of his records. The dispute was that the records in question were not obtained on original Donkey Kong hardware, and that it could be confirmed by comparing the board transition images in the recordings. With the decision to remove these records, the Guinness World Records also removed his records as they were based on data from Twin Galaxies. A very detailed write-up can be found on the Twin Galaxies website. Just goes to show that absolutely any record in the world can be broken. A message of encouragement to those with great disputing skills. So most of you know about the Nintendo YouTube channel. Did you know that they also have a Play Nintendo channel? Most of you probably didn't, and that's because it's generally catered to younger audiences. It's barely over 100,000 subs, and a lot of content there is pretty cheesy in delivery. But I do have one guilty pleasure from that channel, and that's the Play Nintendo show. It's a comedic variety show, which was purposed to advertise new and upcoming Nintendo products. It stars a young and exuberant guy named Andrew, his chill, laid-back piranha plant sidekick Izzy, and the inconsistent, but great to have around, happy and excitable co-host Jenna. It's a ridiculously wacky show that seems like it should belong to the Disney Channel, but the writing, editing, and sound effects are completely on spot. It makes me wonder why such a great show doesn't exist on the original Nintendo YouTube channel. I mean, Nintendo Minute is okay, but obviously Nintendo Seconds is where it's at. Anyway, I just wanted to point out that the Play Nintendo show has had 32 episodes since 2016, but there hasn't been an update since November. What's the deal, Nintendo? I want some more episodes, so stop making games and get to work on that Play Nintendo YouTube content, please! But for real, check youtube.com/playnintendo. And that's all for today. A very light news day, but guess what? Labo is around the corner, baby, so expect to hear a little something cardboard-related next week. Please feel free to provide some feedback by downloading the Anchor app and leaving me a voice message. Or follow me on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.